What's up, guys? This is Andrea with the Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you're listening to this beautiful podcast episode at. This podcast episode is titled Procrastination, part of the Four Unagreements. The series, you know, very clearly could be disagreements, but just to put a little spin on it and say, what is that? That's so quirky. Unagreements. It's definitely something we don't agree to. Didn't wake up 5 years ago, right? Saying, in 5 years' time, I'm going to absolutely procrastinate on the thing that I most want. To then in 5 years, fast forward 2022, look back and say, I didn't finish that. Well, that's because I procrastinated and I really wanted it to do that. I don't think that's how it goes. I can't speak for everybody, but in my experience with myself and others, I think it's very, very disheartening when we find ourselves procrastinating on things that we feel we want to do. Life comes up. These are one of the excuses. And I don't say that to be dismissive, but life comes up. This is a common excuse. Life happens. Sometimes it's something major, right? Life-changing events, a death in the family, a loss of a job, a divorce, a new baby, there's so many scenarios that are just, you know, moving from one state to another. And these are just life-jolting experiences, and they're valid. They're absolutely valid, and they consume a lot of our time. We can see half of the year go by just adjusting to those changes. I feel in my personal review of my life, when I've had changes come about in my life that have been, whether welcoming, you know, my two children into my life, as a young adult, taking that venture on as a single mother afterwards, and then moving forward to going to school and working to sustain two children in diapers. I don't think anyone wakes up and says, oh, I want to be a single. Well, that's not true. Some people do just want a single parent, and that is a choice that they make, right? Some people just say, I want to freeze my eggs and have kids, and that wasn't me. So based off my background, I said, you know, this is a lot. And what I realize is it takes me about 180 days, 6 months, about 90 days, I start getting like, okay, right, kind of used to it. But the 6 month marker, I've kind of gotten into my own routine. And people I work with, employees, you know, I've lost parents, I've welcomed new members to their family or things of this sort. I kind of say, okay, we got to wait 6 months. There's a change in leadership in my company, and there's different switches and things like that. Okay, it's going to take this long. There's a new employee. Okay, it's going to take this long. And so when things like that happen, I'm aware of that. And that is a normal process. So what is procrastination? Right? And I feel like to its bare root, it's self-sabotage. There's something in us that just doesn't, either we're doing something out of alignment, meaning it just doesn't feel right, or there, you may really want that desire. Let's just remove the fact that it could be ego-based, right? Like, you could just wholeheartedly really want that. But there's some part of your wiring, my wiring in the brain, our wiring, that will not, like, there's a block there. There's a block that won't let you get up and organize that whole closet and clean this and do that, right? There's a block that won't let you get up to the gym. And you're like, oh, it's just lazy. And while they may be so unmotivated or things of this sort, right? There is also some underlying factor that says, I want to stay here. This is warm and fuzzy and comfortable. This feels nice. And that feels hard because it feels so far away. And if you're looking at something from a distance, you're like, oh man, I have to walk over there. Well, it's going to seem burdensome and you're not going to want to do it. And that seems like a lot of work. And so what I found to be helpful in terms of procrastination is to just take one step. And an example I'll use is the gym, because, you know, you don't have to be obese or overweight to resonate with this. But, you know, maybe you have seen this or have understood this, that when you see somebody, you know, 300-400 pounds working out, you're like, man, that workout's not going to make a dent. And so that can be very discouraging. When you see that you're at your job and you come home from 5 to 7 to work on your dream, and you've, you know, made an agreement with your spouse that, hey, I got to do this, and you guys, you know, you're on the same team, there's nothing toxic going on with that, and you're there 2 hours and you're 6 months in and you don't see a dent, it can be very discouraging. And you're going to go chase another endeavor, you're going to go chase something where you see a quicker result, and you're going to procrastinate on what is your soul's desire, and you're going to eventually end up coming back to, because that's what you truly want. You take a whole trip around the world and come right back to what you need to do. The thing we must do is always the hardest. And it could almost seem like a test, right? Because the person that you become when you've overcome something, then you are ready for the blessings that you've been praying for and that lifestyle you've been asking for and the purpose that you've been given to fulfill can now be served from your highest and higher and best version of you. But meanwhile, you're stuck on this other tier of procrastination, excuses, and things like that, where a lot of us are. It doesn't align, right? If you don't have boundaries and take a lottery winner, right? There's been some really good things done with that, but instant winners, sometimes they get into the wrong hands. They trust the wrong people. They have bad habits that just with money accentuates the issue, be it drug use, gambling, whatever, you know, nightlife, whatever type of fast life that can just accelerate their ruin. And when I think about, like, well, God's not trying to ruin me, you know, but why doesn't he just hand me a money tree where I can just go pull off a few $1,000 to do what I want to do with this, you know, with this product or the service I need to purchase, right? But the person that I've always become, when I said, all right, let's tie up these bootstraps and get on it. That, Andrea, that's the one that shows up. That's the one that rocks it. That's the one that knows what to do. When I'm already in that scenario, when I walk into that field, and, right, I think of, like, this beautiful field, and then I walk into, like, this forest or this jungle, and I'm like, oh, I can't be, like, dancing in the lavenders and stuff with my dress and this, and be like, da, 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 and then walk into this scary jungle. And it's only scary. Let me tell you something. It's only scary if I make it scary. I know this, but I still freak myself out. Something I've accepted about myself. And no matter if I say, Andrea, this is exciting. Look, there's nothing here. I still feel like a snake's going to fall from the tree. I'm going to run into cobwebs, which if you're hiking, you know that is super mega freaky. And I'm going to get stung by this bug, or bug's just going to, like, whisper in my ear. I'm going to freak out. And just anything you can think of, like a hilarious Kevin Hart or The Rock movie of walking in the wilderness. I'm thinking like Jumanji, but you know, it just happens. And I'm like, no, it doesn't happen if I say it doesn't. And this is it. And I've also done that to myself. And it works. But my natural being I'm saying they're like, you can't see me, but I'm saying they're biting my nails, right? Like a little typewriter going side to side. And I do it anyways. I do it scared. And I do it with faith. I do it joyfully. And I do it frightened. And I found myself back in exactly about 5 years. Wait, let me see. I just counted on my fingers. About 5 years ago, this is where I found this trait. And ever since then, I have thrown myself. Well, I mean, this trait I've had for many years. I've just thrown myself into situations and say, let's go. But as I've gone older, I have somehow told myself that I have much more to lose now. And what brought me here, which was, you know, the Spanish term, aventándome, or just leaping, that is too much to risk and I can lose this comfort zone. And back then, well, I didn't feel like I had much to lose, right? It wasn't where I wanted to be. So anywhere from this place was going to be better than where I'm at now. And let's just give it a go. But on the hierarchy chart, there's different levels. And right in the middle, comfy level, you got shelter, you got food, you got your basic things covered, you know, you're okay. You know, you listen to some podcasts, you go to conferences, and you do your part. But do you exercise it? Do you exercise all that knowledge you have inside of you? I know I don't know everything, but on some topics, I know quite a bit. And I know I don't exercise everything to its full potential. At least consciously. And we do it subconsciously to some extent. But there's some part where you're like, why? What is the issue? Why am I procrastinating? Why am I self-sabotaging? Do I think anything else above this? But sometimes, and based on our previous episode, fear, it can be the unknown. And these are things we agreed to, but didn't quite agree to. But at some point in our life, we agreed that this was okay. Now, don't get too cocky. Don't get too greedy. Don't get too this. Don't get too that. What if it's not about greed? What if I feel like my heart's pumping and my throat gets blocked when I don't speak to my people? When I don't speak to my people that need to hear this message, I get so depressed. I get so out of alignment. And that in itself is a form of self-sabotage. But the actual habit is procrastination, right? That's a well-known habit, is procrastination. And you procrastinate and you put it off and you do this. But the underlying factor is, this is all I deserve. It's some type of agreement you made with yourself that you think that this is it. But if you get angry when you see somebody else taking your idea, if you know, that idea that you had that you just didn't want to tell anyone, and then someone else does it, you're like, or you see somebody else just shining and living their best life and you feel like, how can they be a superwoman? How could she cook and clean and work and exercise and be friends and be kind and take care of herself and self-care and maintenance? And, you know, it's a lie. Where's the facade? This is too good to be true. Well, that person's in alignment. They've overcome a lot of the barriers. Or they're overcoming it. Or they're on their high roll. And they're going through things just like us. You know, I've talked and I've dealt with so many people, and I don't care what color. I mean, I've had Asian friends, black, white, and like Native American. I've had foreign. I've had Latin, obviously. And we all go through the same thing. We've all got some story. I mean, you know, I have like, into some capacity, I feel like everyone has gone through something traumatic for them, right? So maybe like your lights were turned off when you were a kid, or you went like just something really harsh, like the system. But maybe yours were like, your parents were absent. That's also hurtful, right? It's a form of neglect. Your nannies raised you, your nana raised you. And so there's, you cannot tell somebody what to feel and how to feel about certain situations, but there are some things that are just so traumatic to you and to your body, and that at some point you're like, I don't want to feel this. I'm going to make an agreement here that things have to be safe and stable and this. And as you grow older, you're like, this is what that looks like, whether that's been by a mentor, TV, radio, social media, and that's it. That's your story you keep telling yourself. And so whatever else you do that you want to do, rather, that you say, I really want to, you know, become a yoga teacher. I really want to become a Zumba teacher. I really want to start my own nonprofit and just give back to my people, my community, my home back in New York, whatever it is, right? Your hometown. And, you know, you have artists, LeBron James, Kanye West, they've gone and they've started schools, right? And they've given back to where there's so much neglect in the minority education system. And not necessarily because of teachers. And honestly, with the post, this is, you know, recording post-pandemic, it's just the education system that we've held on since the 1800s, I think just needs to be a little redefined, right? And I think everyone can be in agreement with that. Sit down, shut up, and do what you're told. Face forward, you know, maybe even a half circle. It's just, there's just something there that's really not aligning with our kids anymore and our teachers. And we got a new brand of teachers out here too that are just not willing, you know, just, I don't know. A lot has changed. So anyways, but that being said, they're giving back. They're doing these things. And they made that agreement with themselves, right? They made that agreement with themselves at some point. Got off topic here. But when I start talking about, when I start talking about these things, I feel like our resistance is, it derives from something. The resistance to move forward towards your goal derives from something, and that's worth looking into. And I know you want to do it by yourself, and I know you can, but I want you to get a coach. I want you to get a therapist. I want you to talk to somebody who is where you would like to be, or has been where you have been, or is going to kindly say, I love you, but this is what it is, right? This is what you're not seeing. I didn't want to say because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I didn't want to do this. But like, really brace yourself and listen to that. And try not to cut that person off and hold a grudge for years because someone told you something that could benefit your business or bring you, you know, hey, you know, put a smile on when you're on camera. Shaping up. Look good for yourself because you are the face of your company and you have to show up out there. Get yourself together, get what you have to get done, and put it out there consistently. That's a true friend. A friend to me would never go and take my business and just make it a main source of gossip behind my back, right? Or just have something to chatter about at the expense of my dignity, embarrassment, or whatever. That's not a true friend. I don't feel like I would do that. I don't feel like I've done that. Resistance to moving forward derives from something. There's something rooted in you that says, I can't move forward because if I become too rich, that's greedy. I seen my uncle become rich and he divorced my aunt and my cousins are now walleting off and, you know, they're doing whatever and it ruined them. And you heard your mom and dad, oh, it ruined them. No, mi amor. It enhanced what he already had in him. Unresolved things that just let him say, I don't want this, and go wild. You ever meet those people that I heard someone say, oh, ya se cree, which in Spanish means, oh, he thinks he's too good now. He thinks he's hot stuff now. Unsuccessful people will always take successful stories, make it about them, and consider you bragging. Don't let that bother you. Please do not let that be a barrier and part of your procrastination. That's BS. I've had both. Must be nice. I remember one time I shared a story. I gathered three, you know, friends then, and I shared a story about me in my career moving up. One congratulated me. The other was like, oh, and kind of looked down. And the other, was texting, took a phone call, and walked outside. I actually invited them specifically to give them that information and celebrate that good news. You're going to get your heart broken over and over, and you're going to think that it's a punishment, but it's not. It's moving you out of your comfort zone. It's moving people that are not meant to be on that journey out of there. And when you realize that years have gone by, you're going to be like, dang, they really weren't for me. They're barely just for them. They're barely trying to figure that out. Do not let your own resistance or somebody else's own resistance build onto you become a barrier and a reason that you procrastinate. Please give it back to them. That's not yours to carry. Give back that. Forgive and give back any hurt, any grudges, anything like that, because that is not yours. Give back people's mindsets or thinkings back to them. I don't care what year, what age in your life you made that agreement. 5 years old, 7, 3, 15, 25, 24, 42. Give it back. It's not yours to carry. You have a desire and a purpose in your heart to do something. And that's what you have to do. Come hell or high water. And if this is your 25th attempt and you just can't get it right, seek help from somebody who has been there or is there that you trust. It may surprise you. Seek a coach, seek a therapist, seek a mentor. That suits you. Some people need to be like, hey, get it together. Get your head out of your butt. Do this, do that. Okay. You may be good with that. Some other people will be like, well, when we do this, how does that make you feel? What does that look like? And so you have to choose what works for you. Please do not go to any of the extremes. If you can't deal with the soft, the more feminine, or you want more masculine, don't do that to yourself, because you're just going to be setting yourself up for failure just to say it didn't work. So I'm going to put that out there right now. As your podcast BFF, do not do that, please. Do not do that to yourself. Don't play yourself like that. If you're ready and you're tired of being tired of where you're at and you want to see change and you don't know how, just put one foot in front of the other, contact somebody that can help you. Reach out. And reach out to all of them. Everybody. Put out 10 and see who responds, because it may be just one. People that are busy, not too many people want to volunteer, not too many people want to take on that burden. But you have to ask. People can't just obviously offer their services to you without that, like, you know, unsolicited advice. Speak up. Keywords you could look up are NLP coaches, mindset coaches, business coaches. The next part I would like to discuss is making a goal and a plan. You're like, yeah, well, no kidding, that sticks. All right. Make a small one. Make a 6-month one. and then make break down your months and then make one each month. Okay, this week I'm going to lose 1 pound. Can you imagine if you did that with 6 times 4? Okay, so you'd have 24 pounds lost if you started from June to December, right? July to December. If you started your 6 months, if you just committed to one thing, you would have your business license, your website, your tax ID number, your bank account, possibly a business vendor set up where you're building your business credit, and you would have all of these things, right, in order. Your logo, your clients, your product, your services running, so that you can review what that looks like. You would have accumulated, if you're putting away, I don't know, $500 each month, right? $125 each week. You will have progressed with your coach, whether that is a physical or mental support that you are seeking. You will see those results if you can break it down that way, and it's more manageable. Because if you look at where you're at now and you look at where you want to be, it may seem daunting. You're not going to take the first step because it looks big, hairy, and scary. It's not attainable. Well, no, it's not attainable overnight, but it is attainable. God willing, you stay on this earth for another 6 months, guess what? Where are you going to be? For me, when I don't move, I get depressed, guys. Like, I will get out of alignment. And I don't mean like, I mean like I get into, not like grumpy funk. I just get like, oh, I gain weight. I gain like more white hairs, according to me. And like these ugly things, you know, or these thoughts. And then like I create like full freak, like fake scenarios. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like I just go crazy. It's just crazy. It's just crazy town. But at some point that was safe. Some point that was comfortable. So I could really spiral down that way, or I could spiral up. It's whatever way I choose. And with that choice, I have to make a plan and take a step of action. And you may be of that same source. You may have that same need. I found it works really good for me to have systems and procedures in place because of my creative nature, where I am just, you know, you can give me anything and I'll create just something instantly with business or art or design or branding. Like, that's my jam, right, with marketing. And this, I mean, marketing is a little bit more intense. You have to do research and things of that sort, but let's just say branding for the sake of that example. Potential products, services, and then on the tech side we'll see, okay, what works, and it's just beautiful, and then you got to execute it, and then that's where my expertise comes in. So when I'm serving and it's on a whole entire meal plan, right, I go to coach, I'm like, I need a meal plan. All right, well, look, Andrea, this is your shopping list, here's your 6 month plan, this is what you're going to eat for, you know, week one. Here's your breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. Here are the rules. You can't eat until after 12. You got to eat before 8. You have to intake a gallon of water. And so these things help keep people on track. Why? Why? Because we were taught that way. We were taught to wake up. You go to school. You sit down. You take out your notebook. You listen. You take notes. You know, you pick up, you go on to the next class or what have you, move on to the next subject. You take quizzes, you take information, you go home, you do this, you do that, you relax, you unwind it, you know. And so can you imagine 12 years here in the United States, minimum 12 years, 13 if you add kinder, of schooling and programming 5 days out of the week, which is the majority of the week. For a good amount of the daytime, right? 8 to 4. And then you go and leave something like that and say you want to start your own business, but you just start it with a desire and a whim. No, baby, you need to have that structure. You need to take that entrepreneurial part of yourself and sit down and plan out your course. Your teacher doesn't just wake up and say, why don't we just study 21 to 35 and see what happens. No, sir. Your teacher sat there and created that course curriculum for you. Your professor did. Your marketing agency, you're welcome, did. Your financial advisor did. Your coach, your nutritionist did. Well, why would anything else be that exception? You can run your life like a company. Run your life like a company. Assign a CEO, assign an account. Like, run your life with that. With that. I think that is the biggest win, is having that business acumen, that business background, that business training, that business experience and expertise to know, like, okay, you can see the business set up and everything. And it just flows. And so I'm saying, make a plan and then break down the goals and make the goals realistic. I don't care if it's just buying your domain on week one. Do it. On week two, you either decide, I'm going to buy that website, or I'm going to make that website on that domain, right? Shout out GoDaddy Website Builders. You're going to go on there, buy that, or you're going to go, and this is just for people to start. Obviously, you know, if you get to the point where you hire a marketing agency, you would hire a USBM, thank you. And, you know, you get a WordPress site and all these beautiful things, right? A bunch of gadgets in there. But when you get a website, you just need something where information people can land, and your story and your vision and your why and a way to connect with you. Or set aside a couple $100 and just have, you know, GoDaddy do it or something like that. Put those two alternatives in your plan to say, all right, this is a week two. I'm going to do this. If I don't do it by Monday, I'm going to give myself a yellow warning sign, right? By Wednesday, I'm going to highlight that on my calendar. And by Friday, I'm going to take out and purchase that website, because I'm not going to pass into the next week. Because your teacher's not going to come and tell you, hey, what's up with your assignment? What's up with your website? Nobody is. Nobody's going to stop you from eating that big old gallon of ice cream by yourself. No one's going to tell you, come up, come exercise, come get your website. But in 6 months' time, you're going to look back and be proud of yourself. Just imagine if you did that website. It's going to be a little stressful if that's not your jam, but it's super simple. It shouldn't be now. They're so easy. They drag and drop and all these things. And guess what? You can put in keywords and they automatically just make it for you. I think like on Wix. Like it's super, super simple. Uninterrupted time. You got kids, take yourself somewhere, ask for help for a couple of hours, or, you know, try to sneak it in when they're sleeping. I don't know what to say. Ask for support from your spouse. Hopefully, you know, if that's not your jam, you know, say you got a women's group or something, go do. I don't know. Like, just something where you don't play yourself. Because the more you play yourself, you're going to get bitter. And you're going to get bitter, and you're going to get jealous, and you're going to get envious of everyone else that took it and did it, but you didn't. So not only are you playing victim, but now you're just being grumpy and cranky, and it's just not going to be beautiful, baby. It's not. You played yourself. And there's no one to blame, and you don't want to do that. I know you don't want to feel that way anymore. I know that's not a good feeling, because, I mean, I feel like I've been there. It's so long ago, but I remember. I was just, like, miserable. Miserable. And, you know, I wasn't kind and very cynical and skeptical and just really saw the world from a different light. I felt so disempowered. I don't think I was a bad person. I just felt so disempowered until I decided that no one had to give me my power back. I had to take the steps to get it back and activate it and put it into order. You had a beautiful dress hanging in your closet. Put it on. You want to feel beautiful? Dress beautiful. You want to feel powerful? Think powerful. Organize yourself. Be structured. Be disciplined. Motivation comes and goes. Love yourself enough to say that procrastination is a thing, but it's not yours. It's not yours. It's a word. It's not who you are. You're still very worthy and intelligent and powerful as you are. Procrastination is a habit that many people have. So many people have. But it's something that can be handled. And if it's something that you haven't been able to get a grasp with, look for mentors. Quit calling your mom, please. Please, please, please. I mean, all right, maybe I shouldn't say that. I want you to analyze your phone calls, how you feel after. Because I love my mom. God rest her soul. And my nana. But they were some of the biggest enablers. And I find myself like, oh, it's okay. Right? I don't know. Some of the biggest enablers. And that's, it may feel like, oh, I got a boo-boo. Oh, I didn't do this again. Oh, well, maybe you don't have to. Like, your parents don't want to see you do that. It's not that your parents don't want to see you. They just see you stressed or under pressure or beating yourself up. And they just think you're the best thing in the world just because you're you. But look for your people. Look for a business community. Look for a crowd. Network. Get out there. Look for a business coach. Look for a mentor. Look for, you know, if you don't have that in your budget, look for a mentor. Take a course. Commit to yourself. Guys, even from here to December, you can be so much more further than where you are at right now if you just set up a plan for yourself. That's 12 weeks. That's 12 tasks, 12 items that you can be doing to get closer to your goal. And I think we can do it together. Thank you guys so much. Please go check out theandreaeffect.com and check out all my social medias. If you guys are not following me, we are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, WhatsApp, Snapchat, and where else? I mean, we got LinkedIn and Twitter. We don't really just jump on there as often. But most importantly, we are on this delicious podcast that you can check out for free. You can subscribe. You can support this podcast. There's a support subscribe option as well, where you guys get update on the latest releases. We have 2 more parts to this series, and I hope you join us. The next one will launch on Wednesday, and that is... Oh, give me a second. All right. 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time. So just, I'm getting used to this because I'm an Arizona girl, but I'm now a Texas girl. And here I'm trying to get used to time zones. So Arizona, we don't have time zones. Ain't nobody got time for that. But here there's times and they change. And yeah, I love it. Texas is beautiful. Arizona is home. Texas is my new home. And everyone and everything is just has been so welcoming, so green, so embracing, just so much love. And I'm grateful for you guys. So wherever you're listening to me at in the world, at whatever time of the day, morning or night, I want to say thank you so much. It means so much to me. And I hope that this has helped you in one way or another, or somebody you know and love and care about, to really reach your full potential, you guys, because it's time. Besitos, bendiciones. Let's go.